desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la.
I need some help.
Yo.
How are we going to get rid of these Sun Suite tickets?
We have an entire suite for 12 people to the Suns game Monday night.
It starts at 8 p.m., and I apologize. I'm not driving into downtown Phoenix from Whitman at 8 p.m. on a Monday night.
And I'll be out of town, so I won't be able to take advantage of it. So we've got some lucky listener that's a Suns fan that's about ready to win an entire suite. You can load it up with 11 of your closest friends.
It's been an hour of Saguaros.
Okay.
Make it something Saguaro related.
Yep.
Like send us a picture. If you're standing, if you can see a Saguaro right now, send us a picture. You want to do that?
No.
Okay.
How tall are they when they're 10 years old?
All right.
Text us at 411-923. How tall is a Saguaro cactus? If you were listening earlier, we covered that with Mr. Don Swan, the biologist from the Saguaro National Park. How tall is a Saguaro cactus at 10 years old?
There you go.
411-923.
First right answer, we'll get you the sweet tickets. We'll either have them couriered or put on will call for you. We'll make it easy.
Sounds good. I have Bill online who's a teacher, and he has a way for you to measure the cactus in your yard.
Awesome. Let's bring him into the conversation.
Hey, guys. You've helped me out a lot. Romy, this kind of goes back to Boy Scout handbook days, but if you take a pencil or anything straight, hold it out at arm's length, and like the bottom of the thumb is at the bottom of the cactus and the top of the stick or whatever is at the top. So then you have someone close to the cactus that you turn the stick to the side, and you know the thumb is still at the base, but now the top of the stick is as if it's laying on the ground. And then you have someone move left or right. When you back up, you want to make sure you don't back up into a cholla. And you, who's ever pacing it, you know, to the left or to the right, make sure they have a straight shot and not, you know, going into another Saguaro or something.
Yes.
So you have them position back and forth, you know, so they're right at the end of the stick. So now the distance between them and the cactus on the ground is the same distance as the height of the cactus. So you can either get a long measuring stick, or what I do with my students, we pace out 10 meters, and they take an average of how many, you know, what their stride is. And my regular stride is a yard, and a slightly extended is a meter. So that way you can tell the height of a saguaro or a tree or, you know, pretty much anything.
That's fantastic. Bill, that's a great tip. We appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us.
Oh, yeah. It's a forestry merit badge, I think. Or I think it's in the handbook, too. All right. Thank you much.
One more thing. I still have my Boy Scout handbook from 1966.
I don't know about the 66 version, but the version from the mid-90s. I believe that's in the first class. You go tenderfoot. Second class, first class, Star
that,
Life,
that,
Eagle.
That
I think it's in
badge.
The first class. No, yeah. It's in the handbook to get to the first class ranking. I'm sure it's in another merit badge somewhere. Okay. But, yeah, we appreciate it.
All right. Well, that topic was a little out of home improvement, but it generated so much interest through our website and through our blog that we decided to jump on it.
Hey, homeowners own cactus out there.
That's right. I'm just always afraid to go into a landscaping topic, you know, in the hour that we're supposed to be talking home improvement, and people think I know a lot about them. I don't. I'm very happy with my saguaros in my yard. I ignore them. I don't do anything to them, and they seem very happy. That's my kind of plant. We have a special thanks to give.
We do. I wanted, if you were listening last week, we asked you to go on Facebook and vote for a chance for this bill to be presented in before the Senate. It's Joe's Bill 1054. It's called Joe's Law. Joe is a friend of ours. He was killed this summer in a car accident. And so this is for DUI testing for crashes causing serious injury or death. And it passed the Senate committee 7-0.
Now
so
we
it's going to go on.
We got a lot of criticism that this was already a law.
No, it's not. That's just what you would assume.
That's a myth.
You would assume.
Some trucking companies have the policy that if one of their drivers are involved in an accident, that they will be chemically tested.
And there may be other states that have it.
Believe it or not,
not Arizona.
It was not a law.
So
I don't know how you rear in somebody and not get a ticket.
Not even a ticket. But just thank you very much to all of our friends who went on Facebook and helped to get that bill that presented to the Senate. Thank you so very much.
And the family thanks you as well. Joe's Law, one of the finest young men I ever knew.
We appreciate y'all spending your Saturday morning with us. It's Rosie on the House now in our 29th year of broadcasting. We will be back next Saturday starting a brand new month. We've got a packed program lined up as well, including our 10 o'clock hour. We're going back inside, interior decorating on a budget. Oh, boy. Let me get ready for that.
Yeah. Everybody mount up, get on your horse, and ride through the desert. It's a beautiful day for it. Y'all have a great week.